Dr. James Earls is the medical director at Fairfax Radiological Consultants outside Washington, D.C. Dr. Earls' father-in-law, Gary Higgs, has high cholesterol and some family history of heart disease. With a new imaging system called Snapshot Pulse, combined with medical scanning technology, Dr. Earls acquires a complete picture of his patient's heart.
This is a test that looks at the heart and the coronary arteries, which are the blood vessels that supply the heart itself with blood.
In seconds, Dr. Earls has 200 thin images of Higgs' heart. A special computer process renders them three-dimensional. You are looking at an image of Higgs' heart. Here, the muscle has been removed, leaving just the critical coronary arteries that bring blood to it.
So in people who would say have hardening of the arteries or heart disease itself, what happens is cholesterol and other things get deposited on these small arteries to the muscle of the heart. We do this 3D rendering because it helps us look inside these arteries to see if there's any blockages.
The technology to scan and capture images of the heart is about 5 years old. What is new this year are software modifications that create better images using less radiation. Excessive radiation exposure has been shown to increase cancer risk. The trademark Snapshot Pulse process benefits the patient and doctor in two ways.
We get the benefit of lower radiation, but then we get improved image quality at the same time. The improved image quality is important because it will allow us to make a better diagnosis or find a smaller blockage that maybe we were not able to do in the past.
Snapshot Pulse technology has been available for worldwide use since June.
The real power here is that this is able to, in a very simple, non-invasive test that takes, 10 minutes of being in the room, tell you whether you have heart disease, and if you do, is it mild or moderate or severe heart disease. And that really is revolutionizing, a lot of cardiology. As a preventative tool, it's very powerful.
As for Mr. Higgs, only a small amount of non-threatening plaque was discovered, allowing him to leave the center knowing he has a healthy heart. Paul Sisko, VOA News.